commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Baseball suspensions came down yesterday, and for me, a day that raises more questions than answers. The NFL wants to begin testing for human growth hormone, and there are many reports that HGH use is rampant among football players. The last testing snag is whether baseline testing, which the NFL would start this season, would be counted against the players who test positive. The Players Union wants the baseline test to be a free pass. They say it's a chance for players who are using to get clean. And I tend to side with the union. I think most players who are using will stop if they know with certainty they'll get caught. But there are still murky areas. Suppose a professional athlete is injured. HGH would help them recover faster, and I think that should be allowed. After all, they're not playing, they're hurt. And the longer an athlete stays sidelined, the more their career suffers. There is one part missing from this story. How did so many baseball players beat the test? Ryan Braun was the most tested player in Major League Baseball. He passed all of the tests except one. When you're caught and punished, you should have to reveal exactly how you cheated before you're reinstated. The real way to clean up the game is to figure out how the cheaters were getting away with it for so long.